look great, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena Troy, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I am excellent, and a huge shout out to Lisa who made us Christmas mince pies, which I've already scoffed, so big old cheers to Lisa at Southbound for that.
Now, if anyone wants to know what those Christmas mince pies were like, we got them in the shop all day today.
Nice.
That's a nice festive treat.
Yeah, but not only that, shall I tell you what else we got in the shop today?
Indeed. What else have you got?
May as well. 30% off all new records.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah, 50% off all secondhand records till 6 o'clock today.
Today?
Far out.
Yeah. Oh, we better go to Southbound.
Yeah, race you there.
If you can't get in, I'll give you a special code, Xmas2020. You can get it online.
Excellent.
Xmas2020.
Oh, what a treat.
I hope everybody's paying attention right now. That is a very good situation for record lovers out there.
But let's talk about the important thing, which is the Christmas mince pies.
Christmas mince pies. What albums have you brought us this morning, Troy?
Let's hit the first one. Now, back in March in New York, at the Blue Note Club, Christian Scott Atunde Adjua played, was just finishing off a week of residency there, and they recorded his last night, and turned out not just to be his last night of the residency, but the last night at New York's Blue Note before New York went into lockdown.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
That's a pretty special thing to have, your very final Blue Note show committed to vinyl before the whole world changed on its head.
I think so. Now, what this is a double LP called Axiom, taken from that show. I don't need to go into what an axiom is, do I? Can you give me the definition of an axiom?
I have no idea. What's an axiom?
I think it's a self-evident truth. I can't remember. But it's something like that. Anyway,
something like that.
In this case, it's a 2LP. Now, who's Christian Scott Atunde Adjua? He's from New Orleans. And for the last 15 or so years, his entire output has been about expansion of particular kinds of music. He calls his... He said, I don't play jazz, I play stretch music.
Stretch music.
In that everything is an expansion of any tiny little label.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, it is. So what you hear on this is he's got... the lineup on this is actually stunning. There's percussionists and drummers.
This percussionist is...
Yeah.
Unreal. Wow. And so who's on here? Who are the people we're listening to?
I could tell you off the top of my head, but I want you to read their names. And you'll see why in a second.
I got to say, this is a beautiful record cover as well. Purple and red and very neon and gorgeous.
And he's wearing that chief headdress from New Orleans that he's also wearing on the Ancestral Recall album. Of which a lot of this stuff is stuff from the Ancestral Recall album, but played live, expanded. Okay. Let me hear you.
I'm just trying to find it on the label here. Is it Weedy Brimer who's on the...
Yeah, he's a percussionist, yes.
On the congas?
Yep.
And the butter and the djembe, is that... How you say that?
Djembe, yep.
You've got Chris Funn on the bass, Lawrence Field on pianos, Rhodes and Korg, Corey Fonville on drums and SPDSX. What's that?
It's like an electronic drum sequencer thing.
Very cool. And then Christian Scott Atunde Adjua is on trumpet, reverse flugelhorn, sirenette. And more percussion as well.
Yep.
And then on flute is Elena Pinderhughes.
So tell me who's on percussion again.
Is that Weedy Brimer? Good name, Weedy.
So it's all Christian stuff on here, except for they do a cover of Guinevere by David Crosby. You think, what would they do a David Crosby song for? Well, Miles Davis did a version of Guinevere.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And that's sort of the jump-off point for Christian Scott's version.
This is pretty epic, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't say that lightly. I I also see that it is. There's a dedication on here. It's all dedicated to the victims of COVID-19.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. So what's the name of this track that we're listening to?
This is the first track. What's it called? It's got the
Exegua?
Yeah, Exegua is one title, but it's under
the Own the Night.
I Own the Night is the title, yeah.
This is beautiful, and I suspect quite long, so should we segue into the next one? Oh, just a bit of clapping first.
Give a bit of clapping.
A little bit of clapping.
We didn't even get to the flute, but okay, that's cool.
What's our next track here, Tess? Give us a hoon on that.
Oh, now that's changed things up.
That is a big old vibe change.
Okay, 1985. This album came out. London Records have now re-released both of this group's LPs on red vinyl.
This is great.
This, of course, is Fine Young Cannibals.
This has got a great cover with the Fine Young Cannibals looking sort of wistfully into the distance.
Yeah. You know who they are, right? There was two members of the Beat. When the Beat sort of fractured in 84, Dave and Andy looked for a new singer, and they found this guy, Roland Gift. Pretty good soulful singer, I'd say. They became huge.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Fine Young Cannibals is one of those records that I know my dad has a few Fine Young Cannibals albums, and I've always listened to but never actually investigated the band very much. But you can read a lot about them on the inside of this, because there's a big old essay in the liner.
Yep,
in
reissue
the liner.
Essay.
Blue, It's a Colour So Cruel is the title.
This one here is actually Blue, which is one of their more explicitly political songs of the time. It's their second single, which didn't do so well. Their first single, Johnny Come Home, was gigantic. And then following that, there was a load of other big singles. I always thought this one was good.
Yeah, this is awesome. Big mod flavour, in a way.
Yeah, it's got that sort of soul pop vibe.
Yeah, yeah. It's a kind of soul groove. Yeah, you go. So what's the politics of this track? What's the context? What are they singing about?
I'm tired of what this government is doing to me. This government at the time, of course, was Margaret Thatcher's Conservatives.
Yes.
And if you have a memory long enough to remember the mid-80s in Britain, good God.
Not a good time. A lot of good music came out of that extremely shit time.
It's true, but I mean, is it a trade-off you want to take? Do you want people to live in misery so we can get some good records?
I think probably not.
No. Tess is very quiet today, isn't she?
It's because she's
over there.
She's manning the decks.
So both of the Fine Young Cannibals LPs, this one and the Raw and the Cooked, reissued now. Here's my favourite bit. Didn't hear much of the trumpet, but there you go.
So who have we got here? We've got Andy Cox on guitar, Roland Gift singing, David Steele on the bass, piano and keyboards, and Martin Parry on the drums, and Graham Hamilton on the trumpet.
Yeah, that's who it was. We could just hear a bit of. You hear a bit more of Graham on there. There's also another guest on earlier on that side of the... No, on the other side of the record, which is Saxa from The Beat.
Oh, very
Saxa,
cool.
Who at the time was probably in his 60s.
Very, very cool indeed.
Now, do you watch Netflix stuff?
I do watch Netflix stuff.
There is a Netflix documentary entitled LA Originals, and it is a documentary about two young men in Los Angeles in the 90s. Artists. Well, one was a photographer, one was a tattoo artist. You've probably heard of them, Mr. Cartoon.
I have.
And Esteban Oriol. Now, Esteban was a photographer. He's directed this movie.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And it's kind of about their life and times in defining kind of the look of hip-hop in the 90s. This, of course, is the great Rakim. Well, Eric B. and Rakim. Let's see if I know the ledge.
There's some big tunes on this record.
Yeah. Now, should I tell you quickly how these tunes are selected?
Yes, please.
Everyone on this has either been tattooed by Mr. Cartoon or photographed by Esteban.
Cool, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay, hit those tunes. Tell me what's there.
We've got Slick Rick with Children's Story, Public Enemy, Fight the Power, 50 Cent, Disco Inferno.
Oh, yeah.
Eric B. and Rakim with Juice, Know the Ledge. Young MC, Bust a Move, Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice, Cypress Hill, Hand on the Pump, Mobb Deep, Shook Ones Part 1, Gangsta, Mass Appeal, Method Man and Redman, Da Rock Wilder, Terror Squad, Lean Back, and Onyx with Slam.
So that is a...
So who's been tattooed and who's been photographed? Do you know?
Yeah, you can see it in the documentary.
Oh, sweet.
It's like Eminem's tattoos or Snoop's.
It's an awesome documentary. You
like
it? Yeah. Have you seen it?
No.
It's very good.
I started to watch it, but then I just wanted to listen to the record. So.
Even if you're not into tattooing or anything like that, it's still really interesting.
It's it's a focus more on the Chicano side of Los Angeles hip-hop culture. And people always forget that Los Angeles hip-hop was not solely about Compton.
The tattoo artist, doesn't he do just... This is not the right word, but regular art now?
Yeah.
Right?
He's
just a...
Non-skin.
I don't know, non-skin artist?
Yeah. Before tattoos, it was on walls.
Yeah.
He was a graffiti artist, then he was a tattoo, and now he's a...
painter?
Yeah, he's a painter now, I think.
Painter.
This tune here came out in 1992. It was sort of the theme tune to the movie Juice.
This is awesome.
Oh yeah.
This is good for people who DJ vinyl-y. Comps are always good.
Yep. This should I tell you what the sample is?
Yes, please.
From a Nat Adderley tune.
Ah.
Late 60s. Yeah. Or is it Cannibal? No, it's Nat. And you'll be calling me Al Dope Capone, sweat me. Oh, yeah. So, LA Originals, it's a 2LP set. The original motion picture soundtrack. Can it be a motion picture if it's just on Netflix? I guess it can.
Yeah.
It's a picture and it's in motion.
Yeah. And look, it's a picture of Danny Trejo on the cover.
Yeah. Very cool.
Those are all snippets from the...
From the movie? Lots of lowrider stuff.
Is it a movie? I thought it was a series. It must be a movie. Oh, it's a documentary.
Yeah.
There you go.
More lowrider stuff. The famous...
LA symbol?
Yeah, that was... this was jacked by H&M or one of those big clothing companies.
Oh, yeah.
Put on their clothing without permission.
Someone said, what's the record called again for this one, Troy?
LA Originals. A Netflix original documentary.
Funnily, the text says, what's the record called again? The LA Originals one.
That is the record. That is the record.
unless they were meaning Eric B. and Rakim Juice, Know the Ledge, but I don't think they were.
So. That is a good trifecta that you've brought us there.
Yes.
Someone's texted in to say, dear Troy, I appreciate you and your musical passion and the expansiveness and intricacy of your musical knowledge. Thank you.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you so much.
And I second that. Thank you for coming in all year and bringing us some awesome tunes. Looking forward to continuing this in 2021. But we'll see you in the shop today for those awesome deals.
What was it? It's 30% off all new, 50% off secondhand.
Sounds like a very good day to spend some money.
Christmas mince pies.
Christmas mince pies, the number one reason to go to Southbound Records today.
And if you can't go and you want to participate in those deals, Xmas 2020 is the coupon code. So
fantastic.
There you go. Thanks a lot. It's been very pleasant.
Thank you very much, Troy. And thank you very much, Southbound Records. We'll see you all in the new year.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.